The topic of this year is how is it possible that people will be so makpid on mitzvah shebinod olam okin that if chas v'sholem there is the smallest question, smallest shaila about a food or a tefillah, people will do whatever they can to make sure that the chas v'sholem do not make an avera. Yet when it comes to mitzvot shebin adam l'chavero, the interpersonal mitzvot, we are all becoming the biggest poskim in the world. We all give us ourselves heterim to do things that probably are not allowed to be done. What is going on? How come that we can be so lenient on one side and so machmir and so extreme on the other side? It definitely does not come from lack of yirah shemayim lechayo, because we so machmir on mitzvah shebinod olam okin. We started to answer that question last week, and I would like to this year to continue with the answers, elaborate on them, and elaborate a little bit more on the question. In Tovshin Lamed Beis, the Chaim Shmulevitz gave a Sichas Musa in Yom Kippur, and the topic of this Sicha was Mitzvah Shebinod Olam L'Chaveiro. Chaim Shmulevitz felt that the thing to do to get everybody ready for your Yom Adin, or to the end of Yom Adin, is to talk about Mitzvot Shebinod Olam L'Chaveiro. And I remember that this made a big noise when Reb Chaim made this thing. There was a tremendous impression that's left that Reb Chaim chose to make a shmuz in Yom Kippur on Mitzvah Shebinod Olam L'Chaveiro. If I will repeat everything that he says, it will take our entire shiur today. I just want to take a few points from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says the following: we all know the aloha that on Mitzvah Shebinod Olam L'Mokim Yom Kippurim Mechaper, on Mitzvah Shebinod Olam L'Chaveiroi En Yom Kippurim Mechaper Ad She'eratze Es Chaveiroi. You have to ask Mechile from your friend. You have to ask Mechile from your friend before Yom Kippurim will do anything. Says Reb Chaim a few points that I would like to mention because it's so pertinent to what we talk. First of all, sometimes when we go and we talk against someone, or we do certain things against someone, or we don't do anything good for someone, we think that that's al pi halacha. We need to hate someone because he's a Roshi. We are allowed to talk Loshon Hora against someone because that will prevent others from doing. We will justify our acts at enemies. Says Reb Chaim, we have to be very careful. Pnina, we all know the story of Pnina and Chana. Chana didn't have children and Pnina had children, and says the Pasuk, V'kiyasoto soroso, Pnina gave trouble to Chana. Says the Gemara that Pnina was not a Roshi. She didn't do it because she wanted to give Chana a hard time. She gave her a hard time because she wanted Chana to daven. You hear this? Pnina made a decision that she's going to give Chana a hard time, so Chana davens more to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the davening of a person who's troubled will be more accepted, and hopefully she'll have children. Says the Gemara that even though the intentions were good, the punishment was severe. Because that was not the role that Pnina had to play. When she sees somebody who's troubled, they have to try to help them. Not to say, I'm going to give them more trouble so they'll daven more and therefore Hashem will help them. The Gemara in Ksubis is telling us a story that we once mentioned it. It's a fascinating story. The Gemara says that Rav Rechumi, the name of Etana, used to go home once a year, early Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, and Rav Chaim Shmulevitz wants to say, why did he go early Yom Kippur, punk to his wife, There's no meals, there's no nothing. He goes there and Yom Kippur, says Reb Chaim, because he knows that Yom Kippur is not mechaper on mitzvah shebenod on lachaveroi, so he needed to go home to be meratze his wife, that if everything, that anything was done wrong, that was the time to ask for a mechila. Says the Gemara that 1 year he got immersed in his learning and he forgot. And by the time that he saw that it's, I have to go home, it was too late. Says the Gemara, have a maskid vitu, his wife waited for him. Hashta'ati, hashta'ati. Every minute, here is he coming. Loyota, and he didn't show up. Zog the Gemara, chaloish daito. She became very sad. Achit dimoson eine. And one tear came out of her eye. Says the Gemara that Rav Rechumi was sitting on the porch and the porch collapsed and he died. One tear. And I can tell you one thing, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, she definitely didn't want this to happen to him. It was her husband, she loved him, she yearned for him, she waited for him. You see, says Rav Chaim, that the punishment of mitzvot shebin adam lachavero has nothing to do about appeasing the person who was hurt. It's nothing to do with it. Even if the other person is being hurt by it, there's still a punishment coming. This is a completely innocent, unintended hurt that he inflicted on her. Says the Gemara, this one tear, cholosh daite. A few weeks ago, actually I was ready to say it last year, and it was very appropriate, because close to Parshat HaShavua. The Gemara, the Chumash in Parsha Sitro, at the end of the Parsha says, V'lotale b'malois al mizbechi, asher lo itigole ervos cha'olov. When we build the Mizbeach, we're not allowed to make steps to the Mizbeach, but we have to build a ramp. Why? Because when we make steps, we have to spread our legs a little bit, and there may be that the elbow will be seen. Says the Rashi the following. This is at the end of Aseres Habibois, and the Torah is teaching us now how to build the Mizbeach. Says the Rashi, V'arei advorim kal v'chomer. Uma avonim alalu she'en bohem das lehakpid al bizyoinom. Omro toiro il v'yesh bohem tzorich lo tinak bohem minak bizoyen. Chaver choshu bidmus yoitzrecho. Umakpid al bizyoinoi alachas kama v'kama. Says the Rashi, the Torah is coming to teach us a tremendous year. This is stones. Well, what happens? What do they see? The Torah says that we have to be careful not to insult the stones. That's why we should not build steps, but we should build a ramp. Asher lo tigole avos cholof to who? To the stones that are under it. Says the Rashi, the Torah is coming to teach us a tremendous lesson. If we have to be careful about not to be mevazeh, not to shame stone, says the Rashi, al achas kama v'kama, how much more careful we have to be about not shaming your friends, says the Rashi, shehu bidmus yetzrecho, because we are all were created b'tzelem Elohim. When I was last month in London, and that was the Parshas HaShavua and Mishpotim, the Torah described to us at the end, over there, the Torah described to us that Moshe took Zikne Yisrael, and they suddenly, their sky opened, and they saw Kemaser Ivnas HaSapir, they saw Kodesh Baruch Hu Bechvoido Ve'atzmo, and they were punished afterwards. Vayiru et Elokei Yisrael, says the Torah. They saw the Ribono Shel Olam, v'tachas raglov, and under his feet, under the chair, kemase livnas asapir ukeetzem ashamayim letoyar. Says the Rashi, what is the maase livnas asapir? What did they see there? Remember, we now talking about once in a history event. They see the Ribono Shel Olam. Zikne Yisrael see the Ribono Shel Olam. What did they see under the chair? Says the Rashi, they see a brick. That's the Kemas Livnas Asafi was the brick. This was the brick from Shivud Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held under his chair no more and no less a brick that was from Shivud Mitzrayim. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show to Bnei Yisrael, when you suffered, I suffered. When you suffered, I felt it. Your pain was my pain. So when you get this one moment in history to look up there and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see also HaKadosh Baruch Hu empathy with everything that we went through. So we can go on and on about how important and how chomer are the mitzvah shebin odom lachavero. But I think it suffice to say that it's a pretty critical part in our Yiddishkeit is to make sure that we are mekayem the mitzvah shebin odom lachavero. So how come, Ribbono de Alma Kula, we have to ask ourselves, how come that we can be so careful? So careful, chas v'sholem, if it's a mukze or it's a sofek mukze, we will not touch it. Mukze is the isur de rabbono. I always say that when we see sometimes in shul, one time an event that I witnessed, you know, somebody went in shul and another person thought that he's Kevin mukze and he jumped on him in front of everybody. He says, mukze what you care. And at the same time, there were 50, 60 people there and somebody was insulted right in front of them. Okay, and this guy that did it was absolutely sure that he's doing the right thing. Okay? There was no comparison between the two things. So we're not careful, even though it's so important and so humble. Why? So we brought last week two tilusim on it, and I would like to expand on those tilusim. The first thing is, for somehow, we think we understand, since it's mitzvot sikliyot, all the mitzvot sheben adam lachavero are logical mitzvot, we think we understand them, we know them, and therefore we can pass to ourselves what's right and what's wrong, what is allowed, what's not. Because we know this mitzvah, we understand it, and we're doing it based on our own understanding. And it's a huge mistake. That Chaim Ibrisk says that Kodesh Baruch Hu istakel b'oraisa u'bore alma, says the Gemara. Kodesh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah and based on the Torah created the world. Says the Chaim, we think that the human being on its own knows that theft is bad, killing is bad. He said, Kodesh Baruch Hu created us with these feelings because that's what the Torah says. Lo tirtza. The reason that it's a natural thing by human being to think that killing and stealing and doing all of those things is bad is because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, al pi HaTorah. But beyond this, the Torah says right after Kabbalah HaTorah, Ve'ela mishpotim asher tosim lifneh, says the Rashi, very famous Rashi, ואלה המשפטים אשר תוסים לפניהם זוג דרשי ואלה מוסיף על הראשונים. We are added. We just got the Aseres Adibris before. Says the Torah. Now here is all the mishpatim. Ki tikneh bedivri, all the dinei momenes. Big part of our chanoch. Chosin mishpat is in parshas mishpatim. Says the Rashi, the Torah comes to teach you a big lesson here. Ma harishoinim misinai, the same way that the Aseres Adibros were given to us directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Sinai, af elu misinai. All the laws that I'm going to give you now about damages, about theft, about stealing, about all the things that I'm supposed to report in, they all have the same importance and given to you directly from Sinai. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that the Torah thought that maybe we will think for a minute, those mitzvahs are, we understand them, we know them. It makes sense. We didn't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give it to us, we would understand it by ourselves. Comes the Torah and says, no, we would not understand those mitzvahs by ourselves. Maybe we would know that killing is bad, but we all know that all that we have to go, just look around us and see how people justify killing. We all know what happened 60, 70 years ago. This was the most cultured, developed nation in the world, Germany, and they didn't have any problem with killing millions. Because when we leave it to our own understanding and our own judgment of what's right and what's wrong, our conclusions will be completely different than what the Torah is telling us. Last year I told you that there's this, I don't remember who is the Godel, but there's a famous story that somebody came to a Godel, a minister in a government in Chutzlowitz, and said, "I don't understand." He said, "Why can't our king come and testify in your court?" A Godel. So they all asked him, "How come you don't ask me how come that the king cannot join a minyan?" So he said, "I understand about a minyan. It's a religious act. And I understand why he cannot join. But testimony," answered in the Godel, "testimony is a religious act. You think you understand the halachas of Eidus, but I can tell you that if you'll sit and learn Hilchos Eidus, there are so many things there that we have to lift our hands and say, this is the way that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants it. The whole halacha of Eidim Zoymanim does not make sense. If two people wanted to lie and there was no psak din, they're getting punished. If there was a psak din, they're not getting punished. If 100 people come and testify as one group and one of them is a liar, we cancel the entire group. There's so many things that if we would have to put our own common sense into it, we would have come to completely different conclusions." Told him this of Eidus, testimony is also a religious act. It's not just a cultural and a social act. Sure, it is also those. The basis soil, and we mentioned it last week, two parts of the basis soil, but the first part, the basis soil, says that Luchos, Ashnei Luchos, it's written in the Torah, Lamed Chetach, without the Vav. It's written Beloshen Yochid. Says the basis soil, the reason is because we have one part of the Luchos is Mitzvah Shebenodon Lamokoyim, the other part is Mitzvah Shebenodon Lachaveiro. Says the Torah, they are not separate. They are Luchos, they are one. There's Beloshen Yochid. You cannot have one without having the other. The Klechemda in Parshas Kitezer, a very, very basic Klechemda. I would have loved to read you the whole page and a half, which we're not going to do. But if you remember, last week we started the shir, last time, we started the shir with the Pardes Yosef, that the Pardes Yosef is saying that when somebody is very busy, the halacha is a oisek b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. When I'm busy with one mitzvah, I don't have to do another one. Says the Pardes Yosef, if I'm very busy in choosing an esrog, and an oni will come to me and say, "I would like to have tzedakah," and I'll say, "Move, I'm busy now," it's useless. And he brings the posuk on this Zekeli Van Veu, that there are two pshat, in one pshat is his noe lefon of the mitzvahs, esrog noe, lulav noe, suke noe, and the other pshat in Zekeli Van Veu is his halech bidrochov. We have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu ways. It's ani vehu. That's the Loshon. The Klechemda is saying something very similar. He first says, "Leinyan oisik beitzam in parshas kiteitzel. Leinyan oisik bemitzvah potur bemitzvah. Deim oisik bemitzvah sheben adam lamokoyim. Eino niftar min mitzvas ese sheben adam lachaveiro." The halacha of oisik b'mitzvah potur min ha-mitzvah is only ben odom lamokoyim to another mitzvah of ben odom lamokoyim. But when it comes to another human being, you cannot exempt yourself and say, "I'm busy now, I don't have the time for you." Now listen to some very sharp words. The kol ha-mitzvot sheben adam lamakom v'sheben adam lachaveiro ha-kol hoichim el tachlis echot. All the mitzvahs, whether it's a mitzvah shebenodom lamokoyim or a mitzvah shebenodom lachaveiro, all go to one purpose. Le'is'ached yachad, shiyu bnei Yisrael echot. It all comes to make us all one. U'mimele yit'achdu liyoyz dvukim ba'akodesh bochu, v'yakodesh bochu v'orayto v'Yisrael chadu. Says the Klechemda that the whole purpose of the mitzvot of ben odom lachaveiro or ben odom lamokoyim is one thing, to make us one. And we cannot just take one and leave the other, because it's not going to work. I'm not going to read the rest of it, but he's saying a tremendous pshat here. Saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu So that Avraham Avinu was mitzta'er. He wanted to be a kind of mitzvah of achnosas olchim, and nobody there. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu send him? Three malochim. Esther Kalchende, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Avraham Avinu to be a kind of mitzvah, she sent him three people. Because the mitzvah of achnosas olchim is not going with malochim. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu send Avraham Avinu three malochim? Says the Rechenda that the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Avraham Avinu three malachim is because Avraham Avinu purpose in an entire mitzvah of Achnosas Orchim was to bring Bnei Yisrael closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, that he used to give people food, and then at the end of it he used to ask them, did you bench? Did you thank to whoever make this food? So the entire purpose of it was to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said that what was the ultimate test? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, the Malachim came and say, we want it, why are you giving it to them? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminded them, remember the issue of Achilos Basar B'Cholov? Didn't you eat Basar B'Cholov by Avraham Avinu? How do you want the Torah? This stuff doesn't belong to you. Says that was the purpose of Avraham Avinu. We originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him Malachim, so eventually he can give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael because Avraham Avinu will say, "Here's the time against you." Reb Chaim Shmulevich, I'm going back to the Shir. He says, "Ubederech melitzo," which means it's not in a funny way, but he says maybe we can explain the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Niflono biyad Hashem ki rabim rachamov ubiyad odom ale poilo." I would rather fall in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because He has a lot of mercy, rather than falling into the hands of human being. So that's the simple. I just translated the simple meaning of the pasuk. I'd rather fall in the hands of Hashem than in the hands of another human being. Because Hashem has many rachamim. Says Reb Chaim, maybe the pshat is different. Niflono biyad Hashem. I'd rather fall on an averes that has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki rabim rachmo. And the averes between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be merachem. Ubiyad odom, but it's an averes that has to do with another human being, ale poilo, because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be merachem on me. I have to go and ask mechila. Rabbi Lezer Waldenberg, whom I knew, he was the Av Beis Din in Tel Aviv, and then he became the Av Beis Din of Beis Din of Elyon in Yerushalayim. He wrote a very famous Shailos u'Tshuvos, Sitzli Ezer. Major Shailos u'Tshuvos. So Rabbi Lezer in Sitzli Ezer, that just for this piece it was kedai to buy the entire 13 volume, even though it's very, very rich with a lot of contemporary Shailos. So he brings there, when there was a siyum on Masech HaSukkah, Rabbi Lezer Waldenberg gave a speech. A hadron on Masech HaSukkah. The Gemara says, Omru alav al hilel azoken, it's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Yom Gimel Omud Aleph, Kshehoyo sameach besimchas bes ha-shoeva, when hilel azoken was very happy, in simchas bes ha-shoeva, Omar Ken, what did he used to say the following? Imanikan, listen, it sounds very bad what he says. Imanikan hakolkan. If I'm here, everything is here. Im eina nikan, mikan. And if I'm not here, who is here? Sounds like pretty big self-boasting. And then he says, Im ato tovoi el beisi, ani ovo el beisecho. If you'll come to my house, I'll come to your house. Im ato lo tovoi el beisi, ani loy ovo el beisecho. I will not come. Okay? To just take it and put it on Hillel doesn't sound very good. Okay? So Rashi and Tosis and all the Rishonim and Achronim are talking. Rashi is saying that this is Hillel talking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I'm here, everything is here. If I'm not here, nothing is here. If you're not going to come to my house, I will not be in your house because we're not going to be together. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking rather than Hillel personally. Says Rav Waldenberger, terrific word, a terrific pshat in the Gemara. We all know the story that somebody came to Hillel HaZoken and said, Gaireni al regel achas, be megaya me on one, quickly on one foot. And Hillel HaZoken told him, my desani lach l'chavrech lo tavid. Whatever is hated on you, don't do unto the other. Ve'idach zil gmo, and the rest of it go and learn. Says Rav Altenberg, when the people heard it, they were shocked. Because suddenly they may understand that what Hillel HaZoken told this guy is, what's important is how you treat another human being. The rest of it is really unimportant. It can be a secular person, just treat the other person nicely, and that's it. Naturally, that's not what Hillel meant, but that's what people could interpret from him. So Hillel comes and says, The Pasuk says, Ve'ahavta le'recha kamoicha, Ani Hashem. That's the end of the Pasuk, Ani Hashem. So Hillel says the following, you're right, there is Ve'ahavta le'recha kamoicha, but the Ani Hashem has to be there too. Im Ani kan, if in the Ve'ahavta le'recha kamoicha you also put the Ani, and of Ani Hashem, then Hakol kan, then everything is good. But if in Ani Loikan, if the Ani Hashem is not here in this Pasuk, you just take the first part of the Pasuk, without the Ani Hashem, it says then it's useless. Because a love to another person that is not al pi atayre, that doesn't embody a Kodesh Baruch Hu in it, it's not very useful. So, the first mistake that we all make is that we think somehow, or we make a distinction between a mitzvot sheben adam lachaveru and ben adam lamakom, we think that we understand, we know how to define, we know what's right and what's wrong. We forget that every mitzvah sheben adam lachaveru is given to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what we need to know is what He wanted us to do, not what we think we ought to do. The second part, we are always going to be wrong when we're trying to judge ourselves because of our self-interest. Negiat Smith. We know that every time that there is the smallest self-interest, we cannot have a judge. And here we are, acting as judges every day about ourselves, about people that we have the biggest negia to probably and tendency to make a mistake. Rabbi Posner just left, but we mentioned last week, last year, the Beis Yisrael says a terrific word, the Gerer Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, he says, the Torah says, lo tikach shorichat, you're not allowed to take shorichat, ki ha-shochad ya'aver einei chachomim. The Torah starts in a singular language, lo tikach shochad, and then the Torah ends in a plural, ki ha-shochad ya'aver einei chachomim. Say the Beis Yisrael, the Torah is not talking here about the guy that takes the bribery. For him, he's definitely corrupt. Says the Torah, the other two people that sit with you in court, they will also be corrupted. It's not just corrupting the person who takes it, it's corrupting the other two also. And the understanding of it is because we all believe, Elekim Nitzav Ba'adat Kel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every basin. The Gemara says that when Dayonim are sitting, they have to sit as much and fear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting right with them here. If somebody takes Shechad, he sends HaKadosh Baruch Hu away, it's definitely going to affect the other two. Told me Rav Posner last year, a terrific deal. He says the Torah started lo tikach shochad is talking in Beloshne Sheni to somebody, as I'm talking with in the second, I don't know how you say it in English. In second person. And then says that the Torah at the end, ki ashrichad ye'aver enei chachomim, in a third person. Why doesn't the Torah talks about the second, or third, the third? The reason is because the Torah is talking to two different people. The Torah is talking to the guy not to take Shrechad, and the Torah says if you take Shrechad, it will also blind the others too. Terrific, terrific. So, we know that we have also Negiah Atzmis, we also have our own miss. It has to do with us, and with anything that has to do with us, we cannot be good judges. I can't bring you all the Gemoras here, but it's interesting that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it was just learned in Daf Yomi, talks about the people that cannot testify, Eidim. The Gemara says that at the Aloha that's not the case, but one of the Tanoim in the Mishnah says that Oyev Asoine, if somebody loves somebody too much or hates them too much, cannot become Eidim, cannot testify. And the Gemara defines what's Oyev, somebody who made a big wedding to his Chavar Shoishvin. What's Soine? We think somebody to hate you, if somebody wants to kill you, I don't know what, says the Gemara, if somebody didn't take to the other person, didn't talk to him for 3 days. Because he was angry at him, he's a sinner. You hear this? Probably happened to us 10 times a day. We see somebody and I'm not talking to him. Okay? The Gemara said that if somebody did not take to somebody or talk to somebody else for 3 days, he's a sinner. Al pi halacha. Eventually the Mishnah said that lo nechshedu Yisrael on this, that in terms of testimony of Eidus, they are kosher, but as being judges, as being a dayan, they're possible. Not only that if I like too much or I hate too much one of the plaintiff or the defendants, I cannot be a judge. Says the Gemara, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Asoin in Zeh Zeh, if two judges cannot get along with each other, they shouldn't be a judge either. Shouldn't be a judge. Rabbeinu, when we are acting as our own judges and we are the plaintiffs or the defendants, we are very likely to make a very wrong mistake, very wrong decision. So when we have to make decisions about other human beings, what they are, who they are, how do we have to relate to them, what should we say and how we should go about it, we have to know one thing. We're probably going to make the wrong decision. Let's ask somebody else. Let's ask about Torah the same way that we ask about Isur, the Heter, about all the other halachas. We should have somebody that we can ask and not judge by ourselves. How do we do it besides asking? I think that the biggest thing that we have to be afraid of is the Midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midah Keneged Midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge us and behave to us the way we behave to others. And if we're going to be harsh to others, if we're going to judge them always to the extreme negative, we have to be afraid. We have to be afraid that Chas V'Shalom we will be judged the same way. The Gemara is saying, and I'll finish with this, the Gemara is saying that in Yavne, says the Gemara, Shimoina Pakuli, his dear Yutchet Broches Lifnei Rabban Gamliel. That the 18 Broches of Shmona says, Shimoina Pakuli is the one that arranged them again. Oma Elaim Rabban Gamliel Chachomim, Klum Yesh Odom Shiodea Letakin Birka Saminim. Is there anybody here that can put together the Broche of Elamal Shimim Alti Tikvo Vechol Aminim Kerega Yevedu? Shimon HaPakuli was not capable of doing it for some reason. So they told him, yeah, we found somebody. Omat Shmuel HaKotom V'tikno. Shmuel HaKotom stood up and made the bracha. Put together the bracha. Ask him first, why did we need Shmuel HaKotom? Why wasn't Shimon HaPakuli capable of putting this 19 bracha together? So I had a terrific test. He said, this is the only bracha that we say in Belamal Shimim Alti Sikvo. The entire bracha is one big klole. We're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu to inflict bad things on bad people. For this, you need somebody very special. Because you want to make sure that you're not having your own interest in it. You want to make sure that the person who puts together this bracha is somebody who is devoid of any bad things about other people. There's a lot of stories in the Gemara about Shmuel HaKotom that he was completely devoid from COVID, from self-COVID. He always tried to protect others. We're not going to go to them. This was the person who was ready to make this bracha. To give you brachas for the good, everybody can. But when we need to make a bracha that inflicts punishment on bad people, we better make sure that this is pure as pure can be. There's no negias in it. Moirai v'raboisai, let's be better judges on a day-to-day basis when we come to other people. Thank you very much.